What's up, my name's Samuel Leeds. I'm a property investor, and right now I'm standing in West Sussex, Worthing. And I tell you something, maybe you've not considered this, but instead of buying houses and renting them out, you can rent commercial properties and shops and rent them out. And there's massive advantages of doing that, which we're gonna be talking about in this video. And right now I'm joined by one of my students who's on the academy and good friends, Isaac. So Isaac, great to see you.
You too, Samuel.
What was it about this particular shop that made you think it was gonna make a good investment?
Commercial property is valued on the rental, and this was completely empty. So we had a great opportunity to buy something that was undervalued.
What are some of the advantages to renting out properties on a commercial lease, fully repairing and insuring lease, as opposed to an AST contract, how you'd normally rent out residential houses?
It's pretty passive.
It's completely passive.
It is completely passive. No management to deal with, no maintenance to deal with. It's a full FRI lease.
Yeah.
So it's full repairing and insuring. So they look after the whole building, which for me just ticked a lot of boxes.
So basically it means that the money that you're getting from the tenant outside of mortgage is actually profit, rather than having to put money aside for maintenance, repairs, management. If it's okay, let's have a look inside.
Yeah,
you can tell us how much they're paying, go through the numbers, how you found the tenant.
Yeah, and, perfect, let's do
it. Let's have a little look. So you got a sweet shop.
Not just a sweet shop, a Mr. Sims sweet shop.
Which is amazing. And another thing is why you've done really smart with this shop is you made it slightly smaller on purpose.
Exactly.
Could you talk me through the rationale behind that?
Yeah, so
how did you do it?
Well, originally there was a staircase in this corner that went upstairs, right? But that then made the council tax, the non-domestic rates, on the whole square footage of the building. Whereas by cutting the top and making that completely separate, this now qualifies for small business rates relief. So this is £0 a year council tax, as opposed to about £6,000 a year.
Which makes it much more attractive for the tenant, which means that you can justify charging a slightly higher rent. How much did you pay then for this entire building when you first bought it?
It was up for £285. They had a sale agreed at about £270, and then that unfortunately fell through, so motivated sellers, and I just jumped in and went in at £250.
Even if it was just the shop, that would be okay. Be a decent little passive income. But what you've done super smart is above the shop. Can we go and have a look at that now? And can you walk through what you've done with it?
Of course I can. Let's
go. Let's have a look. Now, above Mr. Sims, you've managed to get that change of use from storage, commercial class E, to an apartment. A beautiful big apartment. Was that really difficult? The planning process?
Not at all.
How did you do it?
So we knew we could utilise permitted development rights, which essentially means you put in for prior approval. So essentially, they can't say no. But you just need to give them the time to go through the motions and look at your plans and make sure they're happy with the land.
And unless you're breaking, like if it's a listed building or if it's too small or something like that.
Yeah,
but if it's none of those things, they have to say yes within 56 days. And if they don't, it means crack on.
Exactly. And for us, that was a massive selling point because we couldn't afford to take a risk on a building that we wouldn't get planning on, especially on a bridge.
So not only you've got the income from the commercial unit, but you've turned the upstairs and massively increased the value. Can we have a look round?
Of course you can, let's go in.
Let's have a look.
So come on in, Samuel.
And this is a two-bedroom apartment?
Two-bedroom, two-bathroom, and we've gone for as high-end as we could get in the area.
How much are we talking on this whole kitchen?
Whole kitchen itself is about £25,000.
Ouch.
We got it on eBay for £2,800.
What?
So we took it out of someone's house. You can see with the joins, we've had it sort of cut up in places to fit in here. But now we've got a super high-end kitchen.
So you've got a 25 grand kitchen for £2,500.
Yeah.
And it looks brand new. Are you going to be renting this out to a family, or are you going to be renting it out on short stay lets?
So this is going to be short stay lets.
What's the market like for short stay?
Well, here it ticks every box. So you've got a lot of contractor work. The industry here is financial, so there's a lot of white collar workers. Obviously, a lot of tourism in the summer. £140 million every summer is spent here. So we're 100 metres from the sea.
Mate, this is absolutely brilliant.
Thank you, man.
Bargain hunter of the century. What about all the furniture? Because you've done this to quite a high end. I mean, this looks expensive.
Well, I'm sure it once upon a time was. But I mean, like, we got this on Facebook. This is just under £200. We got this from the opposite charity shop for £90.
That's a really important part of the business, though, because you bought at the right price, £250,000. But some people, the money would run away with them.
Yeah.
But what you've done is you've bought at the right price, but you've kept the refurb really on point as well.
Yeah,
have learned loads from this.
We didn't want to compromise on what we had the vision for in here. It had to be high end, but we knew we could get that without spending high end money. So basically this steel here was existing and we couldn't move it. It would cost too much money. And then we said, actually, let's flip the narrative. Let's make it a feature. We've got the bricks, we've got exposed steels. If we put some tactile sort of switches on here, it looks like a feature now.
And it looks like you've made it happen on
purpose.
Exactly,
yeah.
And he's got really that quirky. A lot of people would have saw that and thought, right in the middle of the room, that's going to be such a pain.
Yeah.
But you've flipped the cards on it.
So what we've done here is we've had an artist come in and they've done a penny flooring, which is going to be epoxy resined over the top.
It's the kind of thing, if you saw that on Airbnb, so you're going to book to stay on the normal tiles while you sat on the toilet, or you want to sit on money?
Exactly.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? I'm going to book that one. Just out of curiosity, just to see how the pennies feel on my feet.
So this is the secondary bedroom, still a pretty decent size. We've got zip and link beds, so they can go into doubles or they can be split into singles. We've done that so that we can cater to different markets.
Right.
So for example, if we get a longer stay like nurses or something like that, they might not want to share a bed, we can split them apart.
But if me and my wife are coming.
Exactly, you can put the beds together and happy days.
Mate, this apartment in its own right, it's got, well, I'll see. Let's see upstairs first.
Yeah,
let's
go up.
It's quite big.
This is the master suite.
Beautiful.
Look at this bathroom, man.
Oh my goodness.
How much do you think we pay for this bathroom?
A grand, 1,500.
That was 200 quid. These two were 100 quid. So 300 quid all in.
And it looks good.
And it's not cheap stuff.
It
once upon a time, it was expensive. We just picked it up secondhand.
So the entire refurb, including what you did downstairs with the commercial unit, including what you've done all upstairs, what's the refurbishment cost on this entire building?
We're looking at about 80 grand, including the stadium.
So in terms of cash flow, what's your predictions?
Well, I'm predicting between 2,500 and £3,000 for the apartment.
And then talk to me about the cost of the mortgage and stuff. How much is it costing you to run this building?
So the mortgage is around about 1,600-1,700 quid, and downstairs completely pays for that pretty much. So upstairs is pure profit.
So you spent 250 plus the refurb. So in total, all in, you're about 330 on. What do you think the value is now on the entire site?
Well, I mean, looking at the yield and doing it on a decent basis, it's got to be between 450. I'd love to aim for something that started with a five. I mean, if we flip this, you get an 80K profit straight away. But for me, this is a legacy asset. I can't let go of this. We're in the middle of Worthing Town Centre. We know how much.
Would you sell it right now for 500 grand?
550 and we can have a conversation.
So how did you find this site? Was it on Rightmove? What happened?
So once upon a time, it was on Rightmove. But how we found it was we viewed a few other properties with an agent and he just happened to have the keys in his pocket of this one. So while we was in the town centre, he said, come have a look at this one.
That's why I always say that a viewing is not a viewing, it's an appointment with an agent.
Yeah.
Because you never know what's gonna happen. Well, I'm proud of you, mate. And also we're sat with your mum right here, Ali! I know you've been single-handedly responsible for a lot of this project as well. You've been doing stuff together. You've been shopping, getting things done on the cheap. What have been the biggest lessons?
I'll tell you, the best thing is that as a family, we work together as a fantastic team. Personally, I knew if I stay anywhere, if I don't like the look of it, I'm not going to stay there. So this place had to be as nice as home, if not better, for us to stay here. And I think we've achieved that. So yeah, working as a family, I've loved it.
I'm happy to see what you've done as a family unit.
Yeah.
You should be really proud. And this is like legacy stuff as well. Going to be passed down the generations. What are you excited about next? What's next for you? What's the next project?
Yeah, thank you, man. So I'm looking at lots of different projects in Worthing, in some other areas close to home. But in particular, I'm looking to do more projects like this in Worthing. So looking to raise finance from investors and go from there, really.
And that's another thing as well, the power of community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Meeting other investors, being able to collaborate with people, I think is a really important skill.
100%. You need to have those people around you, otherwise your problems feel massive. But when you speak to someone who's already had that problem or they've got a bigger problem, it puts it into perspective.
So if you enjoyed the video, let us know what you like best in the comments below. Also, if you want to get started in property, if you want to start doing commercial to residential, investing in projects similar to this, come and spend a day with me at the Property Investors Crash Course, because that's where it all starts, right?
Do it. If you don't do it, you have to do it. That's where this started.
£1 Property Investor Crash Course. I'll leave a link in the description and look forward to seeing you next time.